This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, the 8th of July, 2003. Big show for you lined up today. In the first hour, we have the webmaster of PrisonPlanet.com joining us. He's Paul Joseph Watson. He lives in the United Kingdom. He has a great head on his shoulders for analyzing the New World Order and covering and posting pertinent facts and tracking their lies and doing daily flashbacks to show how they put out different propaganda almost on a daily basis now. We'll also talk about his upcoming book, and no, we're not offering it yet, and yes, I'm publishing it, Order Out of Chaos. Talk about a powerful name. Well, it's a powerful book, and it's lengthy. We'll go over some of what's in the book, some of the key smoking guns of September 11th, and we'll get a British perspective on the high-tech police state they have developing there, the disarmament of the British people. We'll talk about the lies of that government concerning Iraq and its weapons of mass destruction, and his opinion on British citizens held at Camp X-Ray to be tried without juries and, yes, to be executed. So that's all coming up in about 30 minutes. Then in the third hour, we've got Catherine Albrecht, the head of Caspian, coming on the show. We had her on a few weeks ago. You know, we were talking about RFIDs. Before RFIDs were cool, as they say, the small, trackable microchips that are going to go in all your clothes, all your razors, all your food cans and containers, everything. And we told you it was about a control grid to tax and trace you. Well, now, Caspian, their organization, has basically, I don't want to say hacked, but used software to get into internal areas of the big RFID consortium's website and got secret documents, and the RFID group admits they're accurate and are very angry, and they talk about how they want to, quote, manipulate, neutralize, pacify you, and get you to accept the cashless society control grid. It's great what the technology people on the side of liberty are able to do. It's like when Orrin Hatch came out and said, hack anybody's computer and destroy it if they download anything that's not authorized, video, audio. Well, folks just went to Hatch's website and found out that he had pirated software. He'd used pirated software to build his very fancy, expensive website. So there were thousands of dollars. Just one piece of software that they'd stolen cost $400. A serious crime. And so the organization that went in and scanned his site and found out that they didn't have the proper serial numbers for the stuff and stolen it, they're now calling for Hatch to be arrested, and I think it's a great idea. He's a gun-grabbing, un-American liberal, and I'm sick of neocons like him. So we're on the march. The empire's on the run, but that only makes them more dangerous. We will track the latest global developments and unravel the New World Order. Here on the show today, big show lined up, and we're going to take a lot of phone calls in this first hour, and when Watson's on with us, so you'll definitely want to join us. The toll-free number to get involved on air, in fact, I'll take calls before we even get Watson on, if folks call and want to talk about some issues, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, the White House today had to admit that, yes, they knew that Africa didn't sell Saddam uranium and that Bush lied in his State of the Union. That's kind of a big deal. They lie about everything else, being the big socialists, big government liberals they are, the neocons they are, the lying creatures they are. So that's coming up. Also, Ministry of Defense report pours scorn on evidence of Iraq weapons of mass destruction, admitting they lied. Blair's now been caught in his little fight with the BBC as being a big fat liar. Frank says bring it on. More U.S. troops get killed. Stay with us.
Remember what it was. Hello, everybody. My name is Bob Barefoot, and I'm here today to introduce Bob Barefoot's Best Coral Calcium Supreme Plus. It has twice as much of the high-grade marine coral calcium from Okinawa, Japan, and almost twice as much of all other nutrients. Today, it's the best bang for your buck in the health nutrient industry, and coral calcium is the nutrient of the 21st century. Bob Barefoot's Best Coral Calcium Supreme Plus.
Bob wants to help heal America. He believes this admirable goal can be achieved in just a few short years, but only with your help. For a complete listing of all of Bob's products, including the new Barefoot's Best and the original Coral Calcium Supreme, go to robertbarefoot.com or call 1-800-510-4074. That's 1-800-510-4074. Robert Barefoot wants to help your body heal itself today, so call toll-free 800-510-4074 or visit www.robertbarefoot.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I've said it so many times, and it's true, because you're calm, you're happy, at least some of the time. During the breaks, we have discussions that are much more entertaining and interesting and informative than we have on the air. And it doesn't matter if I'm doing Real Talk Radio on Saturdays with John Stattmiller, or if I'm doing a show with Michael Trudeau, or if I'm just talking to Mark and Matt and Chris and people during the breaks. We were just trying to one-up each other during the last three-minute break with who bought the most fireworks and who had the best mortar shells and cannons before the BATF comes and gets me. That's what they call the big tubes you buy that, you know, shoot the professional fireworks. And I was bragging that I got a special deal because one of my friends runs a fireworks stand, so I got them at cost. But by the time we got off, I got done rattling off the different fireworks we had bought, I believe that Mark and Matt have defeated me. They actually got more fireworks than I did. But all right, now this sounds like mainstream radio now. I'm starting the show discussing fireworks. But I do enjoy going out with family in the middle of the countryside on a beautiful star-filled night and shooting fireworks off for 3 hours. I really did enjoy it. And I love the 4th of July, but I don't love the 4th of July just because my dad made the best beef ribs and brisket that he smoked all day. And I didn't just enjoy the 4th of July because we shot all these fireworks off, what my uncle bought, what my dad bought, and what I bought. I enjoyed the 4th of July because I remembered those that fought and died to make America the successful experiment it was and should still be, but it's frankly not, folks, in many respects, a free society. Because on my way, and I talked about this some yesterday, but you really can't stress it enough, on my way to East Texas to visit family from Central Texas, I watched swarms, wolf packs, and they even call them wolf packs, of state police and others with local police swarming in MJTF wolf packs, multi-jurisdictional task forces. They would exit off the road, come back onto the road, randomly pull over 5-10 cars, all together in mass, just totally randomly, and then you'd come across wolf packs that had already pulled over their quarry, and they would have families standing out on the side of the road in the heat and the fire ants, their goods stacked out on the road, their fireworks being inspected. I saw this toddler standing there with his mother in fear, looking at these officers as they directed the father to dig through his car and remove the spare tire for them. And I wanted to pull over, and I wanted to scream at those police officers that they're desecrating everything America is, was, and is going to be. And then it just got worse and worse. There were flashing billboards, report illegal guns, report tips, report terrorism, don't drink and drive, drink and drive, go to jail. You know, the billboard started just don't drink and drive. Now it's report guns, report terrorists. I heard little FEMA announcements on the radio. I heard talk show hosts saying we should be thankful to the government on the 4th of July. It made me sick. And then I thought about the bill that almost passed in Texas. Some states have banned them. A bill that almost passed to ban fireworks. How Estes Rockets, little rocket kits you buy as a kid that I did with my father, about to be out of business because they can't ship their rockets to people. Has nothing to do with terrorism. They don't care. I thought about our jobs shutting down and our factories leaving our shores forever. I thought about how the number one part of our economy is giant prisons and law enforcement and security and surveillance. I thought about the Pentagon announcing that everything we do will be watched and tracked. I thought about how they're getting rid of Posse Comitatus and bringing in foreign troops. I thought about the forced inoculation plans and the new $6.3 billion federal bureaucracy yearly called BioShield to forcibly inoculate you and to build the giant infrastructures. And I got very angry. But for those 2.5-3 hours I was shooting fireworks off, I kind of forgot about it. But, you know, sometimes I get tired. Sometimes I, just for a few seconds, will lose the fire, the will and the desire to get on the radio and to do interviews morning, noon, and night and to do my own syndicated show. And I sometimes lose the fire to make a new documentary film, or I lose the fire in my belly to sit there for hours every night reading news stories on the news wires. But I always get the fire back if I just turn on CNN or Fox or if I listen to talk radio. And yesterday I went over to News Talk 1260, KWNX, the great affiliate that picks up my show here in Austin. And I drove over there, met with the great folks. We talked about the New World Order. People shared news stories with me. I had a great discussions with them. And then I get back in my car and I'm listening to that station. I flip over to see what the other station's doing. And stuck in traffic, I listened to 30 minutes of the host saying that every child needs vaccines. It should be illegal not to take vaccines. Everybody should be forced to take all the new vaccines. This is on the other station. And how wonderful the vaccines are, and how there's all these conspiracy theorists that think vaccines are bad for you. And so I said, you know, I'm going to call into this station. And, of course, everybody knows my voice, and I can successfully call into some local stations if I call in and go, oh, yes, I'd like to talk to the host, please. You know, a lot of folks talk like this in Central Texas, so I can get on the air. Todd called in, and I said, I'd like to disagree with the host about the story he's reading, and the call screener goes, what do you want to discuss? And I said, well, I want to talk about, and of course in the fake voice, well, because they know it's me, I won't get on the air. Well, I'd like to discuss, bring up that he's saying there's no dangers with vaccines. It's admitted that SV40 in many of the vaccines, not just the polio vaccine, is a dangerous cancer-causing virus. They admit it's caused all these new forms of cancer. This is admitted by major medical establishments, University of Chicago. He goes, what else? And I said, well, autism's up 2,000%, and some of it could be misdiagnosis or more diagnosis, but a lot of it is has been proven to the additives in the vaccine. They've admitted that. George Bush had the vaccine record sealed and tried to sign an executive order and then passed a law that got repealed, by the way. I didn't tell him that part. Last year, guarding the vaccine makers. So I said this to him, and of course I had something cogent to say, and he said, nope, I'm sorry, we're not going to let you on the air. And I said, why not? And he said, well, I just don't agree with what you're saying. And I said, but it doesn't matter if you agree. You know, it doesn't matter if you agree with what I'm saying, sir. I'd like a chance to talk. And he said, nope. And I said, so there's no free speech on this station. Now, understand, I'm not talking about News Talk 1260 KWNX. I'm talking about this other station owned by the president's family, the president from Austin, we'll just say that, that, by the way, just got sold to a big conglomerate. Well, they've always been totally New World Order, neocon, you know, liberal stuff on the slide. They're owned by Democrats, yellow dog Democrats, big government types. And so I say to him, I said, so there's no First Amendment on your station. He goes, that's right, and slam the phone down. So I then get on the phone, call three or four people, including my wife, and guess what? He wouldn't let any of them on. And every caller but one, I mean, they probably took 15 calls, said it's bad. Everybody should be vaccinated. It's wrong. People are kooks. And I heard the host on air going, well, see, everybody's against this. Wonder why the legislature passed a law, because I'll tell you about the law in a second. That's how this all got started. So there is censorship, folks, acting like it's free speech, acting like this is what the people want to hear. And I'd heard this about this station for years. I haven't really tried to call in much. But I never get on the air there. If you disagree with them, frankly, folks, you have to lie to get on these talk shows. You have to call in and say you agree with them, and then they'll let you on. And it's even worse on national shows. I've called in national shows, never get on. I guess I've been able to call in on a financial show and, frankly, lie. And this is a war. I'm not into lying. I've had questions of that. You know, is that proper? But I guess I really don't lie. I'll just kind of talk about some other side issue, get on, talk about that issue, and then branch off. But I have asked the listeners, you know, do you think that's ethical? And some have said no, some have said yes. But here I am on the air talking about it. But it's like being a spy in a war. They're the liars. They're the corrupt people holding out that it's the First Amendment. And it's not the First Amendment. It's all about censorship and crafting a view. Now, if you sound like an incoherent idiot, I've tested this before and disagree with them, they'll let you on. But if you don't agree with them or you don't sound like an incoherent idiot, some dumb liberal they can slap around or some dumb neocon they can slap around, they won't have you on. And, you know, I've called into a lot of national shows and had this happen. You know, I've been on road trips and tried for an hour to get through. You get through, you get on, you get to the call screener, and they hang up on you. So what does that say about America? A very serious question for everybody out there. Here is an article out of the Dallas Morning News yesterday that they were talking about on this local talk show. Law lets kids forego vaccines. Critics worry about health in schools. Others applaud choice. Well, wait a minute. It was already a law that you couldn't make a kid take a shot. The article acts like there was a law where you had to, but what the new law actually does is it says CPS can't come after you, because I went and got the law yesterday. And they passed it. I commend them. Because of pressure that a lot of our listeners, I remember our listeners were pushing for this, brought to bear. The Vaccine Awareness Network and others. So that's what the new law does. They would come after you. If there was no law, they would still come after you. Well, now it says CPS can't do that. Now, you know they're still going to do it. But so when we get back, I'll tell you about this law in Texas that you need to have in your state. And then the staged event I watched unfold on talk radio here locally. It's disgusting. But I do have to say that News Talk 1260 KWNX will not censor you. Be right back.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Your beliefs and opinions are attacked constantly. Media, press, and government support, even perpetrate lies to degrade your rights and independence. The liberally biased populist assaults your mind in order to take advantage of your soul. Fight back every day with the 2003 Freedom Calendar, available by calling Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. Your rights were granted by God. Government should only exist to protect those rights. This calendar affirms your ideals. It shows you where your rights are protected in the Constitution. Fight the good fight with the help of the 2003 Freedom Calendar and Midas Resources. Call 800-687-2237. Know your rights. The rights that will save you from a corrupted republic. We want you to spread the word. Prices decrease significantly when the quantity ordered is increased. Call now. 1-800-686-2237. Unity is the only way to overcome. Know your rights granted by God. The very rights our government was created to protect. The Freedom Calendar is available now at Midas Resources. 1-800-686-2237. Get it now and start spreading the truth.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Folks, if you want to take vaccines, go ahead and knock yourself out. You know, I have said that it's your choice. Do it if you want to. Don't do it if you don't want to. Vaccines, if they were produced properly by trustworthy organizations, not eugenics-obsessed Nazis, publicly funding extermination programs worldwide against the Third World, and being caught doing it through the vaccines, official government plans, Australian, U.S., Canadian, British, to do this. We didn't have all the reports the the mercury and the mycoplasms and the cancer viruses and the weird hormones and the UN getting caught sterilizing women with a tetanus shot that had a hormone added. I mean, this is all admitted. But yeah, if we had companies that could be trusted and four or five groups independently tested the vaccine lots, and yes, vaccines can be a good thing. You can give yourself an immunity. But there's no substitute for being healthy. But certainly vaccines can be a good thing, but they shouldn't be mandatory. And we've got a government that's trying to make dozens of new ones every year mandatory. In fact, there was an article last week about how they want now a whole new class of shots to be given. They're talking about making an anti-smoking vaccine mandatory. They were talking about making an Alzheimer's vaccine mandatory if they could get approval. Then it killed a bunch of the people that took it, so they backed off. They used to give kids before the age of two shots in Japan. Now they've made a law where you can't do it in Japan. It killed and brain damaged so many children. They didn't have cases of autism that were known in Japan, and now they do. And their government freaked out and said no. Autism was unheard of. It was an unknown thing just a few decades ago. Now it's all over the place. You go to the mall, you see kids all over the place nodding their heads, twiddling their fingers in front of their faces. This is real, people. And I wanted to call into the show, and I also wanted to make the point, you know, while I'm sitting there on hold before they came and screened my call and wouldn't let me on the air, I was thinking, hey, I'll point out that if we're all kooks, why did 99%+ of doctors and medical workers and police and firemen refuse the smallpox shot? Why did the government have to suspend the experimental anthrax shot they gave the troops, now admittedly killing a bunch of them and injuring many others? This is all confirmed stuff. We cannot just sit here and ignore it. And yes, if you don't give your kids inoculations, they could get something, they could get sick. Especially if you've got them in these daycares, which is insane, with all the big disease factory, because all the kids are on antibiotics, that only the super bacteria survive. It's like sick building syndrome or sick hospital syndrome. You know, they always find the flesh-eating bacteria in the hospital because they're the most immune in that environment of vaccines and in that environment of all the antibiotics overprescribed. You got super bugs there. Every time somebody gets flesh-eating bacteria, you know, they're in the army and they give people shots with the same needles out of those guns they claim are safe. And they're not, folks. I've given cows shots with them, and it does not work. Those multiple shot systems do not work like they say they do. And you get blood all over it. I remember two of the guys in the same unit got the flesh-eating bacteria. One died in the Marines. You know, you always hear about that. Well, this stuff just breeds in daycares and hospitals. So, yeah, I mean, if you were going to have your kid in daycare, going to do that, had to do that, and the vaccines were safer, maybe, but not with the track record of who's running this. And so I wanted to say that. I wanted to warn the people, but no. So I wanted to find out if they were screening everybody. Because every caller, you know, they took like 15 calls. They let one person in who was against it, who sounded like an incoherent idiot. That's why they let them on. So I called, four people, and they all called, and none of them could get through or get on the air. The call screener would tell them no. So that's what these local stations are doing. So here's what they were talking about on the station. Law lets kids forgo vaccines. Critics worry about health and schools. Others applaud choice. A new Texas law that will allow unvaccinated children to attend public schools and daycare centers if their parents philosophically object to state immunization requirements has alarmed pediatricians and public health experts. The new measure, which was tacked to a mammoth Health and Human Services reorganization bill, allows any parent with a philosophical conscientious objection to vaccinations to obtain a state health department form that would allow their children access into public schools upon notarization. Well, that's been there forever. This is what's new in the law right here. The new policy signed into law by Governor Rick Perry also prohibits a Health and Human Services agency from taking punitive action against parents for not immunizing their children. That's the new law. But, of course, below New World Order, Dallas Morning News doesn't tell you that. It's buried in the article. I'll get to some global news. There's a bunch of it. It's all really important. We got Paul Joseph Watson, webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com, and a great new author. one of the only people to read his new book because it's not published yet. He's joining us. You don't want to miss this interview. Just stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you prepared? Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in
Wise Cream to receive your free jar of this fast-acting pain-relieving formulation. Call 1-800-643-9558 today.
Having this discussion during the break with two brothers that work at the network, as we were trying to one-up each other on who had the most fireworks this 4th of July, and Mark was informing me later that actually in Minnesota you can't shoot off fireworks, so a lot of folks go over the border to Wisconsin, and of course being law-abiding, that's of course what they did, but he did point out that people just ignore it in wholesale mass in the state. And that happens in Austin. Inside Austin, you're not allowed to shoot fireworks off because, you know, they've got all their reasons for it. It can set a fire, whatever. But as long as you're not endangering somebody or it's rained, I don't see there being a problem with it. And I know this. I've been right out in my front yard shooting artillery shells off before. Ooh, I'm admitting it. Probably going to on the radio. But I've had police drive by and wave at me. You know, it's just some laws people just ignore. It's like the government said that everybody had to take a shot, a smallpox shot. The police and military and doctors and others. Well, the only people they can make take the shot, the smallpox shot, is the military because they're a captive audience. But I don't think they should have to take it. And they just refuse to take it, the police and firefighters and doctors, because they know how dangerous it was. The evidence showed it was more dangerous than what the feds had said. So, again, the New World Order can give its orders. The question is, are people going to follow those orders? Okay, let's go ahead and go to our guest, and then I'm going to get to, before this hour ends, Andy and Peter and Dan and many others that are patiently holding. I do want to challenge all the listeners to get my book, 9-1-1 Descent into Tyranny. Maybe you've already gotten Descent into Tyranny, the book, or the film, Road to Tyranny, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, or perhaps you've already gotten Police State 2000, or The Takeover, or Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. The question is, have you made copies of those videos yet to give them to friends and family, to air them on Access TV? Have you given them to your sheriff, your police chief, your county commissioners, your city council women and men? Have you taken action? Have you gotten involved in the info war to expose this alien government we have, alien to the American way of life, alien to our republic that is destroying our liberties and freedoms and setting up a high-tech police state? But hey, a lot of people would appreciate getting an original video. Why not give Road to Tyranny or Masters of Terror or Police State 3, Total Enslavement, or my book, Descent into Tyranny, as a gift? The book is 230 pages, only $12, and it covers what really happened September 11th and who stands to gain. You see, the government needed a crisis to convince the people who willingly give up their liberty in exchange for safety, as if you get safety when you give up liberty. Now the painful facts are in. The dark forces of global government are funding, training, and protecting terrorist networks worldwide. 9-1-1 Descent into Tyranny documents the ruthless history of governments orchestrating terrorist attacks against their own people to scare them to total submission. In this brutal expose, we'll witness the birth of a global police state that surpasses Orwell's nightmare vision. It's all here. The history of government-sponsored terrorism, the modern implementation of fear-based control, and most frightening of all, the New World Order's future plans. This is one book you cannot afford to ignore. The future of free people everywhere is at stake. Get Descent into Tyranny. But get Road to Tyranny, the film. Get Masters of Terror, Part 2 of the Road to Tyranny. Get Police State 3, Total Enslavement. When you order three or more of any of the nine videos, they drop down to $20 a piece from $25.95. That's a big discount. An $18 discount on the three-tape special, $24 discount on a four-tape special, and so on. And you support this broadcast and help us expand our operations, hire more employees, do a better job, so I can work 16 hours a day instead of 18 or 20 hours a day. So please go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and get the videos, get the book, or call toll-free to order them at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action today. Get the videos. Expose the liar system, the neocon liars, the liberal liars, all serving and feeding at the trough of the New World Order at your expense. Get the films. Start the info war. Man the guns in the info war now, folks. Take action. 888-253-3139. Now, Andy and, again, Peter and Dan and others that are holding, we're going to get to your calls. We don't screen your calls. We don't censor people like the neocons and the liberals. We tell the truth and can defend ourselves because we have the facts. Now, Paul Joseph Watson, I became aware of his work a couple years ago when he started PropagandaMatrix.com, and I don't work with a lot of people because a lot of folks get off into conspiracy theories, things they can't prove. They're leftward-leaning, they're rightward-leaning, they're not constitutionalist, they don't have a grasp of history, they don't understand the manipulation and a full field view of the paradigm to see the lies, the different tricks they play in paradigm management, in psychological warfare. Paul Watson has a great grasp of this, and we think along very similar lines, which is a rarity, unfortunately. So I got Watson to start with our help, PrisonPlanet.com, and it has now gone, in just the last year, to being in the top 1% of patriot, conservative, constitutionalist websites. It is as big as InfoWars.com was a year ago, only a year into its existence, and now InfoWars.com has raced up the charts, up there into the very highest percentile now, with just a few dozen websites ahead of us that cover similar information, with tens of millions of visitors per month to both the websites. And I'm not bragging. I'm giving you a status report out there on the front lines that our message is winning, that our war against the New World Order is very successful, and that you can become leaders in this fight as well. But only in our little corner of the world, we're having massive effect, and there are tens of thousands of people fighting in a big way and millions fighting in small ways, and together we're moving mountains. Most Americans now have heard the government carried out 911. Many Americans have investigated it and found out that it is, in fact, the truth. And just like Galileo was a kook for saying the world was round, just a decade later after his death, most people knew that it was round and you were a kook to say it was flat. So joining us is another radical, a man who believes the world is round and believes the sun comes up in the morning and believes government is corrupt and needs to be watched and contained, Paul Joseph Watson. Paul, thanks for joining us from the United Kingdom.
Hello, Alex. Great to be on the air today.
You bet. You like that introduction?
Yeah, very good.
Well, it's an accurate introduction, my friend.
So you better watch what I say.
No, you're doing a great job. Paul, tell us about, briefly, how you woke up at the New World Order, why you started your website, what we do at Prison Planet. Then let's talk about the news coming out in England of the death camps, the national ID cards, the gun confiscation, and what's developing with the police state there. And then I want to get into the weapons of mass destruction and 911. But first off, what woke up, what turned the light bulb on in Paul Joseph Watson's brain?
Well, this ties into something you were discussing just a few minutes ago, actually. The idea of paradigm management or paradigm control. Basically, I woke up to the New World Order by realizing that both left and right were controlled, because originally I got into politics in the first place through the liberal channel, basically. Then I started to read some books which proved that both the left and the right were controlled, especially in relation to the biggest example that we can provide, which is the Cold War. And obviously, we know the work of Anthony Sutton, who's done a great job, now deceased, sadly, but he did a great job in exposing the fact that the communists were actually funded from New York by the capitalists. And I've got just recently found an article which hasn't been online or anywhere that I've seen, and it's way back in 1959, and it's from the Wisconsin Daily Journal. And it, the title of the article is Kozlov Leaving California for Chile, Detroit. And it's an Associated Press article, and it goes on to explain how Kozlov, Romanovich Kozlov, who was Khrushchev's right-hand man, was invited in 1959 to Bohemian Grove. Obviously, your listeners are well aware of Bohemian Grove. And the quote in this Associated Press article is that he was wined and dined by the capitalists. And Kozlov actually stated that into the first day of his trip, saying business will be good, is the quote. And he was obviously discussing this with the capitalists. So we have Khrushchev's right-hand man at the height of the Cold War meeting with New York bankers at Bohemian Grove.
Now, Paul, you told me about that about 2 weeks ago. Have we posted that yet on Prison Planet?
Not yet, no, but in a few days or week maximum, I will have a full article on that with a link to the original newspaper article.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, continuing this line of discussion, and we're going to go to some calls and back into news, it's admitted that the Red Cross was used to bring $25 million in gold bullion, the equivalent of a billion at the time, when Lenin was about to fail in 1917, we know that I was watching the History Channel a couple of years ago and almost fell out of my chair. They had the old CIA section chief, who was like 85 at the time now, bragging that, yeah, we actually put Mao into power. We thought he was a greater stabilizing effect. And then I have got CBS Classics off the CBS Classics channel. I don't have it on my cable. A listener mailed it to me. It's got McCarthy right before he got burned, going, I have discovered that there is a global system, that there's a group above the communists, that the army is funding the communists. And that's when they all turned against McCarthy, and now the KGB files, the East German Stasi files have come out. Turns out, it was, in fact, the Wall Street Journal reported, quote, McCarthy was right. The LA Times wrote an article a few months ago, McCarthy was right. It turns out it was worse than what McCarthy thought. They were using him to help set up a police state, going after people that really weren't communists, just leftists. And when he found out that the bankers were funding it, there was a group above the communists, that's when they torpedoed him. He was a darling with Nixon and Eisenhower and all these guys until he found out the truth, and then he was destroyed politically. So that's a fact. I mean, during the Cold War, it was the Rockefellers and others that were funding and Uncle Joe Stalin in our newspapers. It's the National Post of Canada, 3 weeks ago, the headline, The Ghost of Trotsky Walks the Halls of the White House, and it mentioned that all the neocon leaders, their fathers were all top Trotskyites. William Kristol's father was the head of the Communist Fourth International in this country. I mean, Paul, you can't make stuff up. It's so bizarre. Any comments to that?
Well, yeah, that's the main thrust of what we tried to expose, the fact that both left and right are controlled. And in the news, it's not just a liberal bias, it's either a liberal bias or a neocon bias. The bottom line is that it's a bias. And actually, I read today some excerpts from one of Anthony Sutton's book, who was the main exposer of this false paradigm. He was talking about the Hegelian dialectic and how left was played against right, not just during the Cold War, but afterwards, to ensue that this would happen. I mean, what it boils down to today is that you can be against illegal immigration, but then you have to be pro-war, or you can be anti-war, but then you have to be pro-abortion, which is obviously what the liberals are.
And then on top of it, you're not really against the war, just the UN's got to authorize it. You're for the, quote, left-wing New World Order. So they bypass the discussion of, we don't want a New World Order. They admit there is a New World Order, which they didn't admit 5 years ago. But, oh, will it be a left-wing or a right-wing New World Order? A couple years ago, I started seeing the position papers by the globalists saying this is how they were going to sell it to us and bypass any discussion. But then look at Bush signing on to UNESCO, United Nations Educational and Cultural Organization, who says, quote, the family's a disease, must be eradicated. Is that very conservative?
Well, that's the point. And the fact is that before the war actually started, all the left-wing so-called alternative media websites were calling for anti-war protesters to wave the UN flag as they marched. And the UN and the Germans and the French, their solution to avoiding the war was full-scale UN occupation anyway. So the end result was basically the same system.
Exactly. It's what brigade of Caesar's troops will be there. And then now America and England play the part as the bad cops. We've always been the good guys before in world opinion, making Russia, China, and the EU look like the good guys, empowering them. Everybody dumps the dollar in the pound and goes to the euro.
Well, yeah, and basically they used liberal organizations like the UN. They used them as sort of batteries. I mean, the call now is to replace the UN in left-wing circles because it was ineffective in preventing the war. And so left-wingers are calling for the UN to be replaced by a de facto world government. So we see the overarching structure is...
The UN was always meant to be folded into NATO, IMF, World Bank, OECD, World Trade Organization, World Health Organization. Those bodies have already been set up, and the CFR 5 years ago was calling for, quote, getting rid of the UN and restructuring it. And then conservatives see liberals against a war. They know the liberals are bad, so they think, oh, the war must be good. Again, that's how paradigm management works. When actually Bill Clinton wanted to go into Iraq, Bill Clinton went into Serbia. Bill Clinton went into all these countries too, but they were for it then, weren't they?
Yeah, that's the point. And I've seen articles from people that were putting out good information. I mean, I won't name any names, but now those same people are writing voluminous articles praising the virtues of John Kerry and how the Democrats will save us. And John Kerry, like George Bush, is a member of Skull and Bones. So they don't, these people who come out anti-war don't see the full perspective, and in the end their information becomes disinformation.
Well, it's totally staged at the federal level, and we know that. Now, Paul, day one, we've known that we've been being lied to. We know that the trucks were sold by the British, the so-called mobile bioweapons trucks were sold by the British. They had the purchase order. The Iraqis said it day one. The UN had already been there and seen those trucks. But they don't care. They claim they were bioweapons labs. They claim they, those were mass graves. They knew it was a body exchange program from the Iran-Iraq war. The country of Niger, the White House knew months before that was a totally fake document. They didn't care. Talked about it in the State of the Union. Why do you think they lie and don't care if they get caught now?
Well, tying into that, we've got the story today out of the Washington Post. White House backs off claim on Iraqi buy. And basically, I mean, people have obviously heard of this before, but it's called externalization of the hierarchy. And this is what we see developing. The lies come out, but then they're just whitewashed and people don't take any action of them.
And that conditions you to accept more of a kind of a revelation of the method, and that makes people think we still got a free press, but you notice this all comes out after the war, then there'll be a new war, and then it'll come out after the war, further degrading the government and how the people see America when America's just a glove over the New World Order's hand. Do you agree?
Yeah, that's the point. It's the same process over and over again, which is why exposing it is very simple, as long as we get the key information.
It's like
now.
The feds train the cops how to be thugs. When they do thuggish things, the feds come in and federalize the police department. Another subdirectory of problem reaction solution. We'll be back. Alex Jones.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
All right, folks, I'm back live. Talking to Paul Watson. Paul, let's take some calls. You'll be with us the whole next hour, and we'll have more time to get into more key analysis. And this is really important information, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to really know what's going on in the world, want to be able to affect change. Andy in Ohio, then Peter, Dan, and others. Andy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Thanks for keeping me on hold. My short wave is not working good today.
All right. Well, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. Really excited to talk to you, Paul. I look at your website every day, and I was wanting to know what's going on with the radio show on the website.
What happened to the radio show, did you say?
Yeah, the radio show that you have on your website.
Paul does a once-a-week radio show, and I think he's probably been so busy he hasn't had a chance to do it lately.
I had to end that. I mean, it was getting thousands and thousands of listeners a day, but just decided to concentrate on other things. But it may be back in the future.
Okay, yeah. I really like the archives. The archives are really good on the website, too. And what's going on with Sea Silver? Are they going to be back open?
Well, they got...
For those that don't know, it's just simply a liquid vitamin, and all they said is it's more absorbable than solid vitamins, the same stuff sold at the store, and the feds are now, in Europe, they're banning vitamin C over the counter. So this is a move everywhere to go after any real supplement that does a good job, and I think that's just ridiculous. Anything else on your mind, Andy?
Not much.
All right.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you so much for the call. Let's talk to... Peter in Florida. Peter, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Thank you. In line with what we're talking about right now, I found something on the Hegelian dialectic. It's interesting. It says at about the same time that Hegel was passing from the scene, Karl Marx caught the revolutionary fever. He drew heavily from Hegel, the dialectic, and Feuerbach, materialism. He picked up where the other philosophers left the discussion, but with a twist. He scornfully stated, the philosophers have only interpreted the world in different ways. The point, however, is to change the world, was to become the warp and woof of Marxism. In the Marxist interpretation of reality, God had to be abandoned. Alone in the universe, man was to fill the vacuum left by religion and materialism.
Yeah, the communists basically were just the front for the bankers to con the people back into feudalism and serfdom. They hung a label of liberation on it and then funded it and then conned the masses back into it. So Marx and Lenin and all these guys were nothing but plagiarists. Paul, any comments?
Well, yeah, speaking about Marx, that again ties into how I woke up to the whole system, because when I went to university about 2 years ago,
Marxist ideology was pushed as the accepted version of history. It was sort of a revisionist history, but with a communist bias.
And then they tell you communism's dead as the system of big government spreads worldwide. It's just the control of the communist system is by private banks.
Yeah, and I mean, you were talking about the firework ban earlier, which is, again, sort of a communist sort of law, you know, big government. And
because it might hurt somebody, we got to ban it. Oh, we got to have a satellite tracker box in your car if it saves one child.
Yeah, and I mean, I was watching the news just before I came on today, and it showed a policeman with a hidden camera, and it showed a man smoking a cigarette and dropping the stub on the side of the street, and the policeman went up to him and said, "That'll be a £50 fine, sir." So, again, these tiny laws that come in, again, condition us to accept the bigger laws that ban things like firearms. So again,
exactly, and now in New York they've been ordered to arrest people for any petty reason. It's about squeezing and getting us all into the system. Anything else, Peter?
Just out of Webster's Dictionary, under dialectic materialism, a philosophy founded by Karl Marx, which forms the basis of communist doctrine. It combines the materialistic idea of matter over mind with the Hegelian dialectic, in which opposing forces are constantly being reunited at a higher level.
I tell you what, stay there, Peter. I'm going to come back. I want you to focus on that more. I'm going to go to Dan and others. Second hour straight ahead. Stay with us.
When was the last...
You're sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw foods. You haven't alkalized your body, and in fact...